As this young brother steps forward and leads the prayer, and mashallah, he has a beautiful voice. Unassuming, you'd never imagine that this is the person that stands up in the congregation. So then someone asks, like, who is this guy? And then someone whispers, psst, don't you know? This brother memorized the Qur'an. He's hafiz al-Qur'an. When he was a young boy, he memorized the Qur'an, and Allah Azza wa Jal raised him in rank in the community. You see that happening in every single masjid that has a hafiz like that. Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهَا آخَرُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed will raise people up because of this Qur'an. Because of their attachment and following the Qur'an, they will be raised up, and because of the Qur'an, other people will be disgraced and put down. Now, dear brothers and sisters, normally these khutbas are meant for motivation, meaning that the khutbah is given, you're supposed to move on to some action after the khutbah. That's normally the natural process that's supposed to take place. But then some people, their only source of information is the khutbah, and they haven't done much after the khutbah for the last, say, 20, 30 years. So the question is the khutbah motivational or not? I think you would share with me and we say, no, the khutbah for this person isn't motivational. So today, inshallah, it's not going to be a motivational khutbah. We've had enough of the motivational khutbahs. This khutbah, inshallah, is dedicated to the people who have taken the steps towards motivation. That action, they made it into a verb. They're actually moving forward. They've registered for a Quran class. And now they're working towards memorizing the Quran. This khutbah is dedicated for all those brothers and sisters who have actually began that path of memorizing the Quran. And inshallah ta'ala, today I wanted to focus on how to more effectively memorize the Quran for those people who have already started that journey. I stand here in front of you today, and many of you may think that I was born just knowing how to give khutbas, right? I just came out and said, Inna alhamdulillah, nahmadu nasa'a. And I just was born and just reading Quran. Obviously, you say, no, that's not possible. There had to be a time where you actually learned this information. And subhanAllah, I was in Canada recently, and as we're sitting in a restaurant, a brother came in, he's wearing his thobe and so on, and I recognized him. He was the brother who used to sit beside me in Quran class. And we got up, we hugged each other, and we sat to the side and we started discussing the olden days when we were little kids in a Quran school memorizing. And he said to me, and this is his reflection of when I went to the Quran school, he said, I swear by Allah, Muhammad, I remember the day when you came to the Quran school and you did not know how to read Alif Bata properly. He said, Wallahi, I remember that day. I was there. You were making mistakes in the Alif Bata. And I said, SubhanAllah, that Allah Azza wa Jal, from that, and I'm going to give you tips on the process that someone goes from not knowing how to recite Alif Ba Ta to actually memorizing the Quran. If we were to ask the question, who wants to memorize the Quran? I want you to compare that question to who wants to lose weight. Okay, two questions. If I said, who wants to memorize the Quran? Some people will slowly raise their hand and they're like, come on, it's the Quran. And then everybody, okay, I'll raise my hand. I want to memorize the Quran. But then you tell people who wants to lose weight, the hands will go up more with certainty. Yes, I want to follow the South Beach diet. Yes, I want to follow Atkins. Yes, I want. You know these names. SubhanAllah, you know the names that I'm talking about because you've already searched out ways, because you're sincere in your desire to lose weight. And I dare say that the desire to memorize Qur'an isn't a passionate desire. It's not a desire like a person's desire to lose weight or something like that. Why is that? Why is the desire not passionate? And here are some reflections on that, inshallah. We go to school when we're younger, from kindergarten, the primary, secondary. You've gone to school for like 12 years, 13 years, then you go to college, it's another 4 years, and then people, they spend like $20,000 a semester in order to take care of patients or something like that. $20,000 to take care of human beings, the humans are right there. Why are you paying $20,000 a semester? Because it's all about the money. It's all about the dunya. The person goes through the education because they know of what the positive consequences are to that. And it's a slow process. We're talking about like 20 years of person, and they come out of the system, and now they see the results of this. So why doesn't someone, the Quran doesn't take that much time to memorize, why doesn't someone put in the same effort? Wallahu alam.